Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals reverses itself in favor of New York pro-life defendants. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to address this interesting turnaround, Holly.
Yeah, this is a great victory and a nice surprise, I might
add. It's a great victory. It's a three-judge panel from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals that actually reversed its prior decision. It actually made a bad decision with a 2-1 decision. And then we asked the court to reconsider because it was wrong on the facts, it was wrong on the law, and the three judges actually looked at what we submitted and said, you know what, you're right. And they ended up reversing their decision, setting it aside, 3-0 decision in our favor, and they reinstated the lower court decision.
And that's pretty unusual for a court to do that, isn't it?
Never had that happen in my life. I've had the courts of appeal reverse a three-judge panel when it's in bonk. In other words, when there's more judges that are added
full court,
to that mix.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a three-judge panel actually reverse itself like
wow.
we have here.
That's amazing. Well,
but they did the right
thing. Yeah.
This particular case began in 2017. We represent Scott Fitchett Jr. He's a pre-K teacher who has spent Saturdays peacefully sharing the gospel on public sidewalks throughout New York City. And he goes outside of the abortion clinics, and this one particular one called Choices, I'll talk about that, to help communicate to women to change their minds about not only their salvation, but their abortion, and to save lives. He doesn't coerce anybody, doesn't stop anybody's ingress, egress. He's just there peacefully communicating. So
right.
he was one of 13 defendants that were sued by then New York Attorney General. That New York Attorney General, by the way, as we have mentioned before, had to resign because of sexual abuse, sexual assault allegations, quite a few of them. And this Choices Clinic, by the way, is one of the first abortion clinics in the country. In fact, this woman who started this clinic actually said publicly and wrote it in a book that the abortionist, and she's one of them, need to just admit that what they're doing is killing a human life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, she wrote that book. Yeah, I remember
she wrote
that.
And she says, you know, we just need to be honest. What we are doing is taking a human life.
And she had an abortion herself.
Yeah, and she's happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is really, really an incredible situation. One of the witnesses that this now defrocked attorney general, actually he resigned in disgrace, who started this lawsuit, one of the witnesses was a woman who works for the Communist Party USA. She is the spokesperson for the Communist Party USA, and she is also a clinic escort at this particular clinic. And Communist Party USA celebrated the 100th anniversary of Mao, and she thinks Mao is one of the greatest world leaders ever. And Mao killed tens and tens of millions of people. He roasted professors. Burned them alive. And in this particular group advocates the public overthrow of the United States of America, taking all the weapons of people who are resistors, imposing martial law for a period of time, punishing those individuals after they overthrow America and change the name of America. And this was one of the witnesses that the New York Attorney General actually used. And instead of being a witness, she should have been probably prosecuted because you cannot advocate the violent overthrow of the United States of America. But that's what this organization has done and does. But at any rate, we went to a trial. And the lower court judge, Judge Carol Amon, she denied the injunction request by the Attorney General and issued a very lengthy report going through all of the testimony and found that the Attorney General had not proven the case and denied the attempt to censor our clients, including Scott Fitchett.
Right. She said, you know, regarding him, our client, she said he just preaches the gospel outside an abortion clinic, holds a sign that says Christ died for sin while standing at the edge of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. And that's how he got brought into this lawsuit.
Right.
So then the attorney general appealed, and then we had a change of attorney generals because this person resigned, and Letitia James is the replacement attorney general, and she's continuing the litigation. And so this three-judge panel then issued a decision, which is very shocking. It reversed this lengthy, well-written decision mm-hmm. of the lower court judge, and it was just not correct according to the law. And so we asked for the court to reverse itself, and the court did reverse itself, set aside the Court of Appeals 2-1 decision, and reinstated the lower court's judge decision, which is this lengthy opinion that denies the Attorney General's request and sides with us.
And then, 3-0, too.
3-0. And then the Court of Appeals said that the lower court judge can set this case for trial. You know, but the fact is, she's already gone through the trial, so it's pretty easy now to move this thing to the final summary judgment and end this politically motivated, frankly frivolous lawsuit that was brought by and has continued to be prosecuted by these attorney generals, the first one and now this one.
And basically, bottom line, it was just their attempt to censor Christian and pro-life speech. They yeah. hate Christians. They hate pro-life. They hate unborn babies. So that was their whole motivation here.
Yeah, and here's an article. It's not necessarily what happened in this case, but it really shows some of these people in terms of their radical commitment to taking of innocent human life. And this was on MSNBC. And MSNBC, Al Sharpton had a guest on his program, and that guest, an attorney by the name of Jill Colin Jefferson, was supporting abortion, and she essentially said that those who actually oppose abortion or want restrictions on abortion are like the suicide bombers. Pro-lifers are like suicide bombers.
And how does she come up to that conclusion?
It's, how do you reason with insanity?
That's true. There's no common sense. And it's all about, you know, just rejecting God and his creation. Bottom line, they're so intent on rejecting him, they'll come up with anything.
Yeah, so this particular case, pray for Scott Fitchett Jr. He's one of 13 defendants. That's who we represent. There's 12 others, and they're separately represented as well. So we have a great decision now, reinstating a very well-reasoned, very lengthy opinion by Judge Carol Amon that actually rules in favor of all the pro-life Christian defendants, including our client Scott Fitchett Jr. And for more information, you can go to lc.org. and find the press release with regards to this and pray for this case because mm-hmm. we're not only representing Scott Fitchett Jr., we're representing other pro-lifers. In fact, we have a case pending at the United States Supreme Court on other issues regarding free speech. But we also represent Sandra Merritt. Mm-hmm. Sandra Merritt is a case that likely could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's now at least part of it at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. There you also had an attorney general in that case who now is the Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Biden administration.
And it all started with Kamala Harris.
And it started with the VP, Kamala Harris, where they brought these charges against, initiated and then brought charges against Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden because they did these undercover legal videos, conversations, and they released them to the public with regards to Planned Parenthood and these organ procurement companies like
right.
STEM Express.
Kamala Harris organized the raid on David Dalyden's apartment, taking all of his electronics so those videos would not become public.
Yeah, and then Becerra, who's now in Washington, D.C., is the one who filed these criminal charges. Even the L.A. Times editorial board issued an editorial scathing against him, saying that this would violate the rights of First Amendment protections of journalists. And in fact, amazingly, you know, on the brief on that particular case that's at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, we have a diverse group of people that filed amicus briefs, including PETA.
Right.
You know why? Because PETA actually had engaged in very similar activities in California where they did these public meetings and they videotaped them and they looked at animal abuse at certain places in California, and it ultimately brought the animal abuse to an end.
Right. So you can, it's legal to go undercover as a journalist if you think that you're revealing something that's illegal or unethical.
Or if you're doing it in public places where right. you wouldn't normally have privacy. Like some of these were in an elevator with right. other people present.
Right. Or
Others
large conferences.
Were in large conferences. Yeah. Or in restaurants where there was lots and lots of waiters and other people around you coming to the table all the time. So they checked out the law. They did the right thing. We are on the front lines of defending and advancing the sanctity of human life. Pray for Liberty Counsel and our efforts. In fact, a case that we have filed at the United States Supreme Court, we're asking the High Court to overturn this horrible decision, Roe v. Wade, and its abortion precedent. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.